there is a new bounty on the son of the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. The U.S. State Department is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to Hamza bin Laden. The U.S. believes he is emerging as a leader of al-Qaeda. Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And Seth, why do U.S. officials believe that Osama bin Laden's son is emerging as an al-Qaeda leader?
Well, what it looks like is the current head of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is increasingly giving more time and strategic guidance to Hamza and preparing him to take over the sort of midterm leadership of al-Qaeda. And it's been fairly transparent over the past several years. Starting in about 2015, Hamza has been releasing these audio messages, among other things, calling for revenge attacks against the United States and broader war, much the way his father did in the 1990s.
How symbolic would it be to have a bin Laden back in control of al-Qaeda?
It's important in one sense, symbolically, that the individual now taking over al-Qaeda, Hamza, is a son of Osama bin Laden. What is less clear right now is how much charisma, authority, and legitimacy he holds among a movement that has become a bit fractured over the past several years. So, you know, it's one thing to have the bin Laden name. It's another to actually be able to walk in Osama bin Laden's footsteps.
The State Department says he's seeking revenge for the death of his father in 2011. Is there evidence of that specifically, or that he has an attack in the planning stages somewhere?
There have been indications over the past several years of al-Qaeda core or al-Qaeda facilitated plots in the West, including against the United States, emanating from countries like Syria. This is where al-Qaeda has placed some operatives, moving them from the Afghanistan-Pakistan theater, as well as in Yemen. This is out of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. What has been true, though, is that the U.S.'s pretty aggressive counterterrorism campaign in Afghanistan and Pakistan has, at least for the moment, limited al-Qaeda's ability to strike from that area.
And is that where U.S. intelligence agencies believe he is?
Yes. I mean, obviously, if U.S. intelligence agencies had specific information about Hamza bin Laden, he would be dead right now.
They'd go get him, right.
But there are a number of indications that Hamza is likely in and around Afghanistan and Pakistan. That is where the core al-Qaeda leadership currently, what's left of it, is based. It would not be entirely out of the question that Hamza could be in a neighboring country like Iran. That's where he spent considerable time after 9/11 as well.
It feels like a flashback of sorts that we're talking about al-Qaeda, because the focus recently has been so much on the Islamic State in Syria and in Iraq. What's been going on in al-Qaeda over the last few years, and what do we know about whether or not the group has been rebuilding and finding new strength? I mean, are they dangerous again?
Yeah, I mean, al-Qaeda's been pretty active. It's just been less about al-Qaeda's core elements in Afghanistan and Pakistan and a lot more al-Qaeda elements fighting wars in other countries. The most violent elements of al-Qaeda have been the groups operating in Syria right now that were called Jabhat al-Nusra. Now it's Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. We've also seen pretty active al-Qaeda attacks in Somalia and in Yemen right now from al-Shabaab. So these are both direct affiliates of al-Qaeda. These are organizations that have pledged allegiance to Ayman al-Zawahiri. And this is where this becomes important. We will really know that Hamza bin Laden has emerged as the leader of al-Qaeda when the various affiliates start to pledge loyalty to him.
This ramped up search for Hamza bin Laden is happening at the same time that the Taliban is negotiating with the United States in Afghanistan, which would include pulling American troops out of that country in return for the Taliban not allowing terrorism to fester and grow in that country. How do you expect this shifting U.S. policy over the next couple of years in Afghanistan to change counterterrorism efforts?
The U.S. right now is involved in major efforts to negotiate a settlement with the Taliban. One of the critical aspects of that will be trying to push the Taliban to publicly break links with al-Qaeda. That is something that the Taliban did not do after 9/11. But this brings in this issue of a peace settlement directly in some ways into conflict with counterterrorism, because at the moment, local Taliban commanders are operating jointly with al-Qaeda's local affiliate in Afghanistan, which is called al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent. So far, the Taliban has been unwilling to break its links with local terrorist groups, with the exception of the Islamic State. And this does present a big problem for successful negotiations.
Seth Jones is director of the Transnational Threats Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Seth, it's always good to have you on. Thanks.
It's great to be on. Thank you.